It ain't. No, that's not it, but that sounds nice.
When I meet Lady Di Magadeva at her apartment in Ridgewood, Queens, she's just finished a video interview with somebody else. She's wearing a baby blue juicy velour tracksuit.
And on the back it says, "Fun is back" in bedazzled.
She has on a platinum blonde wig. Her French tip press-on nails clack on her piano's keyboard. And the song she's singing?
Can't let her weakness show back.
Is her new single, called Mrs. Soprano. And yes,
your father and I have talked. You are not to play Mario Kart or go skateboarding for 3 weeks.
It's that, Mrs. Soprano. Lady Di Magadeva is a 26-year-old aspiring pop star living in New York City, and she's just released the song Mrs. Soprano, both a single and a new music video. It's the first in what she hopes to be a long line of projects, revisionist histories of her favorite female characters. This song is about Carmela Soprano, the wife of notorious mob boss Tony Soprano from the hit HBO television show. But this song isn't just about reclaiming Carmela Soprano's story. It's about reclaiming Lady Di's as well. Lady Di Magadeva's given name is Diana Souk, but in all the times I've met her, I don't think I ever talked to Diana Souk. So for the purposes of this episode, I'm going to continue to call her Lady Di Magadeva. Lady Di, for short. She added the Magadeva when she moved to New York a few years ago. When I ask her why, she says,
"We are in the age of the shortest attention span, and you have to reel people in as soon as fucking possible, and that reels people in immediately. So even if you don't listen to any of my music, you get an idea of who I am by the name."
Lady Di grew up in a musical family. She sang in church and did musical theater.
In seventh grade, I played the Baroness in The Sound of Music. And that was the first time I was ever cast as a bitch, which started a long line of me being cast as a bitch.
And it was a role she embraced.
Bitches have no inhibitions, and they just, like, get to do whatever the fuck they want. Even though they're seen as bitches, they have a lot of respect.
She has an eclectic list of musical heroes. Diana Ross.
Stevie Wonder.
Ariana Grande. She says that they encapsulate vocal perfection.
They never fuck up. And it sounds like butter and effortless all the time. And I want to be like that. The worst way I can describe how I'm feeling is like, when you watch porn, you watch it because you want to feel like, or the way I watch porn, when I rarely do, I watch it because I want to feel like that. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, feel like what?
Like the person who is orgasming for the gods. I want to feel like that. So the purpose of me listening to music is because, like, I want to be like that as well.
For Lady Di, the Mrs. Soprano project is a marriage of those two ideas. Bad bitch and pop perfection. She relates to Carmela's hyper-feminine representation and admires her strength in the face of the men on the show. For example, in one of Lady Di's favorite Carmela moments from the show,
Tony gets a call from his Russian guma. The housekeeper picks up.
Who's calling, please?
Starts swearing at her in Polish. Tony says, "You got the wrong phone number," or whatever, faking it.
Don't call him again.
And then she comes in and she gets up in his face and she says,
"Who is that, your little Russian girlfriend?"
Just like squares up to him.
"You are putting me in a position where I'm feeling sorry for a whore who fucks you? You know what's even stranger? For a second, I believed you."
She just wasn't afraid. She knew it wasn't a secret, and she's just a fucking boss-ass bitch when she did that.
Mrs. Soprano is Lady Di's reimagination of Carmela Soprano's fantasy. In the song, Tony's name isn't mentioned in the lyrics. In the music video, there's no Tony Soprano to be found either. Instead, Carmela's other love interests,
Furio and Father Phil,
are by her side. And it gets steamy.
I'm alluding to her having a threesome with them and then having her girlfriends around and like throwing money out of her white town car. That's what I wish for her. I wish for her to get freaked by Father Phil and Furio at the same time and just like hang out with her girlfriends. I think she would love that.
At a bar on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, Lady Di Magadeva hosts a release party for Mrs. Soprano. She's showing the music video for the first time to her fans.
I'm wearing a vintage Victoria's Secret corset dress that I don't fill out in the breast department, but that's okay. No one has to know that.
The corset dress is leopard print, and it's short. Her mom keeps telling her to pull it down. She has on black sheer tights and black stilettos. Her platinum blonde bob is pulled back and teased up in the classic Carmela do. She floats around the room, greeting guests with hugs. She's completely in her element, and she looks amazing. She gives a speech before she shows the music video.
If you don't know me, I'm Lady Di Mega Diva.
She thanks her crew.
Emily Michael, you are so, so special.
And she thanks all of her ex-boyfriends.
Shout out to every ex who I watched.
Because she's watched The Sopranos with every single one.
Every single one.
She turns on the music video and watches with her audience. People cheer, sing her praises. It's a great night. Lady Di Mega Diva's next project is an album she's hoping to release next summer.
It's called The Working Girl's Diva, and it's all about working and wanting to be a star.
But as for right now, karaoke bar. Duh.
I start with Somebody to Love by Queen. That gets the crowd going and it gives a glimpse of my voice. Also great for warming up. Then I move on to Baby, 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 when you look me like this. It's all coming back to me, Celine Dion. That gets people intrigued. I just do things that people are gonna like, who is that?
This episode was written and produced by me, Baze Hohen. Onomatopoeia, Sounds Like New York, is a production of the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism. Can't let her